On December 29, 1890, the U.S. Army's 7th Cavalry surrounded a band of ghost dancers under Bigfoot, a Lakota Sioux chief, near Wounded Knee Creek, and demanded they surrender their weapons. As that was happening, a fight broke out between an Indian and a U.S. soldier, and a shot was fired, although it's unclear from which side. A brutal massacre followed, and 300-plus Indians were massacred, and nearly half of them were women and children. The United States Cavalry lost 25 men. This is a story I heard again and again as I grew older, something our ancestors did not have the opportunity to do. As those years passed, so did the truths of the event. It has been 124 years past, and still it makes me tremble in despair and heartache. The reason, however, is not what some may think. For our ancestors do not want us to live our lives holding bitterness and hate within our hearts. Instead, they wish us to remain proud and honorable people, to move ahead and make a difference for our young children, to remind them of all the old ways, to treat all life as sacred, to evolve and revolve within our own sacred hoop, and in turn mending the great hoop itself. Honoring the Creator and remembering we are all no better than or less than one another. Understanding we all have purpose. We all imprint on life that surrounds us. To remember that we need to contribute positive to those imprints, to help our young grow strong in spirit, body, and thought. So today I stand in humbleness and I remember the ancestors that walked before us and the sacrifices they gave so that we would have better, be better, see a better future. So I ask you all to join me on this day to remember that we are all related. Metakyu Oisin. Thank you, ancestors, for you will not be forgotten, forever in my heart. Aho.